to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back, and we will have Deborah in just a moment. I just confirmed by talking to her a second ago, just before the break ended. Tomas will connect us, and Deborah will be on the fly. She always talks so fast. Hopefully today I will be able to ask a few questions and kind of punctuate with a little bit of science behind it to show that whatever she's saying is not a conspiracy theory or pseudoscience, it's real science, and that things are not happening in the distant future, they're happening today and in the recent past. And I hope we have Deborah back on there now. She should be available. So the first thing I want people to understand is the globalist control of the banks, the insurance carriers, and the intel agencies, the control of the media, is to frighten people with idiots like AOC, I call her absent of cortex, and other enviromaniacs that believe in the so-called green dirty deal. In fact, that's the article that we're going to be talking about on Wednesday with Lowell Ponte, who's written for the Reader's Digest for decades and been in special think tanks for the U.S. government. He co-authors with Craig Smith's books that we have, the seventh in that generation of books are all free that we offer every Wednesday. And if you just dial the number, he'll send the book to you free. No charge, no credit card, no tracking, nothing. Just give us the address you want to send it to, and we will send it out to you. Money, morality, and a machine is what we're looking at. So we have Deborah. Go ahead, Deborah. We have you connected now.
Yes, great, Dr. Bill. Hello, everyone. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. And on today's program, I'm going to be talking about many breaking and developing stories, and not necessarily in the order of importance, so I'm just going to let it roll. First, I want to address the blackouts that hit Manhattan on Saturday, this last Saturday. That
right.
would be July the 13th, 2019. It's very important that everyone check into the climate action plans in Manhattan and in New York, and you will find that New York has approved one of the most ambitious climate action plans in the country. So what does that mean? Massive reductions of greenhouse gas emissions in all commercial and residential properties, which includes reduction of electricity. So it would be fair to suggest, or to certainly put on the burner, that this rolling blackout that was likely intentionally caused
right.
was to get people accustomed to what is being rolled out throughout the country, in every neighborhood, everywhere, in fact, worldwide, to reduce our standard of living in the guise of reducing climate change because it's man-made, when we know this is all weather weapons.
Yeah, let me add some science for just 20 seconds here. They said it was one step-down transformer that burned out. If they have redundant power, which any city like this would have, you wouldn't get 61,000 people losing their power. So this is a pile of hokey, okay? Please continue.
Well, of course, we know that Con Edison is a major power, and it was a major power outage that struck Manhattan and New York. And we have to remember that the utilities are, by and large, run by Rothschild LLC and companies. And we know
right.
that this power outage is likely the start of many more such planned events. And we're seeing that happening across the country under different terms. They're saying here in California, they're going to cut the power if we have a red flag fire warning where the atmosphere is very low in humidity, where we are hot. And there are winds, which, of course, they are creating, but they neglect to add we're heavily chemtrailed both before, during, and after major fire events. But let's get back to New York, because New York, you have to look at the climate action plans. And in New York City, I will be blasting out on StopTheCrime.net. You'll find it under the email blast outs that New York says in their plans that they plan to eliminate the use of all fossil fuels. Now, first of all, that should be a dead giveaway that the plans
yeah.
are corrupt, because our petroleum never did come from fossil fuels. This is right out of their plans. And again, I urge everyone to watch the YouTube Origins of Oil to understand the reality of oils and where gas really came from.
Right.
But what's important is that these policies have already been developed and adopted that serve the controller's ideas of societal control without regards to ethic, morality, or life. So the blackouts, and I understand that there were over 400 people stuck in elevators during this event.
Yeah.
And I can only say that this is the beginning of rolling blackouts across this country for a variety of excuses.
Yeah, extreme weather or EMP from the sun, or even a CME attack by a rogue nation, right?
Well, our rogue nation is sitting right here in Washington, D.C., and we are the enemy, and we are being attacked by our own city councils, local county boards of supervisors, and all the corporate agencies. We are the enemy. We are operated under executive orders, which is why most recently on June the 11th of 2019, by executive order, genetically modified food is to be made excessively available because of food scarcity and because of climate change. So, but that is not where I wanted to go in the program today,
right,
other than,
right,
of course, to suggest
you have to look
at how government runs by going to the Federal Register and start looking at the Federal Register for the executive orders. This is how USA Inc. is run. It is not run by your votes or the assumption that you can vote new people in. I also urge everybody to go to StopTheCrime.net, go to our YouTube video channel. We have a five-part series up, and the comments about this are becoming unbelievably important when we're rolling out the various aspects of genocide. And we cover much of what we've covered many times on prior radio shows, Dr. Bill. But I want to go on into some other breaking news that I think is extremely important for everyone to know. We've posted an advisory on StopTheCrime.net about the electrical bicycles and fires. And we've learned that the dangers of lithium-ion batteries used in the majority of electric bikes or e-bikes cause fires. So literally, you could have your crotch blown out right from underneath you. And you can find this article. It's a Forbes report that is unusual for electric bikes to catch fire, they're saying. But they're showing that the e-bikes have caused many fires. In fact, it's even caused some garages to burn down as they're charging the batteries. So I invite everybody to take the time to understand the level of weaponization that we face.
And charge your packs for phones, too. So we saw that in an aircraft last week where the plane had to be evacuated because a recharger pack that used lithium ion went on fire, too. This is standard now.
Yeah.
This happens
regularly. And it
regularly.
Said the expert was quoted, this is regarding the e-bikes that catch on fire. The expert is quoted as saying that the lithium ion batteries are rather unreliable and rather explosive. Rather? Really? And you are never sure if or when they will explode. And when they do, you have a big problem. This is a quote. And while the expert has an obvious conflict of interest, he owns a consulting business called Fire Safety Engineering Support, and he supports the statements, and he goes on. So we have posted this advisory. This was a tremendous article that was written and has many links of how these batteries explode. And certainly if they get dented or damaged, so you better not fall over or crash on your e-bike, because that will potentially lead to an exploding battery. And there are many links to this story as well.
Right.
So get that out there to all of your friends, because, of course, they're moving us into and out of our fossil fuel cars, which they say are fossil fueled, and we know that petroleum is not a fossil fuel. They're moving us into an electric grid of electric vehicles, and this is just another method of battlefield energy control systems in a kill grid.
Mm-hmm. So, and by the way, it's all tied directly to 5G, so they can have autonomous vehicles, and eventually they want to make it outlawed that you can't own or operate your own vehicle. It's only autonomous vehicles run by AI that will actually be allowed on the public transport routes.
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, in some articles that I've recently received out of Ireland, by 2022, many towns will no longer even allow gasoline-driven vehicles and even the use of gas in their homes. And we've talked about this many a time on prior shows, Dr. Bill.
Yeah.
Gas is being eliminated for use in all new construction now here in the rebuilds in Northern California. And gas is going to be moved out of homes. If you hold on to a gas appliance, ultimately your code enforcement will charge you, the cities will charge you for increased greenhouse gas emissions.
You mean like a stovetop that uses gas?
Well, yes. If you have a Viking range, for example, they're very expensive. They're beautiful ranges, very high-end, and many people prefer to cook on gas. If you do not retrofit out of gas, then you will be charged a fee for contributing to greenhouse gas emissions. Now, how these fees will be charged, we're still learning about that, but this is the plan. So make absolutely no mistake, on StopTheCrime.net, we've had a tab there for a very long time called Kiss Your Gas Goodbye. And we were reading this in the climate action plans many years ago. But I want to get back to more breaking news. And this is going to be nationwide. So as you hear me talk about a specific location here in California, I don't want you to think that California is the pilot program for all of this, that California is being specifically targeted. No, everywhere worldwide is being targeted. But I'm going to tell you a specific event that happened here that you need to be watchful of in your towns, too. And that event is this. Last week, we received a call from Southern California Edison in Southern California under the umbrella of Edison International. Again, another Rothschild-run utility.
Mm.
And that call warned people that between, this was for Friday, and this was for Friday only, it was an advisory warning about reducing your energy consumption. So Friday would have been the 12th, July the 12th, 2019. We were given a call, and many people, in fact, the 80,000 customers of Southern California Edison should have been given this advisory that read as follows, and this was, broadcast to everyone. It said that they're going to have peak energy pricing. Right now my computer is not pulling up, but here we go. Here's what the call said. Southern California Edison has scheduled a critical peak pricing event for Friday, July the 12th, 2019, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Please reduce your electric consumption during this peak period. And then it goes on, for information, contact Southern California Edison by calling.
Now, by the way, your smart meter is actually reporting if you use energy during that time, they're going to hit you with an extra cost, right?
Well, I need to continue this story, Dr. Bill, because absolutely this is all about allocation. But what is worse with this is that the utility companies can now create extremely hot weather, call a peaked pricing event. And what this is, it's a hidden secret of raising the cost for utility pricing. And going to their website and looking up what the definition of peak pricing of events are, this is right off of Southern California Edison's website. It says critical peak pricing, CPP, is an event-based pricing which provides bill credits during summer and also increases. And it goes on to talk about how it's demand rate driven. And they go on to say some of the events that will be at the discretion of the utility company for claiming a critical peak pricing event will be forecasts of extreme or unusual temperature conditions impacting the system's demand. So this is going to be related to climate change, which is completely controlled by weather weapons and technologies of vast proportions. And this is going to be a mechanism used now without any of the, say, for example, the California Public Utility Commission, without any say on how the rates are divvied out across the board. This is a hidden utilities pricing secret right now developing. So everyone needs to watch out for that. When we come back from this break, we have many more topics to discuss.
Amazing. And again, go to stopthecrime.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Please continue, Deborah. Amazing information, and take it to heart, people. I tell people, ask better questions, then pray after you get the information, like the amazing information at StopTheCrime.net, and then take action. Please
Absolutely.
Continue, Deborah.
So here is another breaking story. Not so breaking. We've reported these kinds of sonic weapons being used in the past, but this is an interesting article dated July the 7th of 2019, and the title of the article is as follows. Philadelphia attacked for using sonic weapons to keep kids away from parks. Now, let's read this and let's get into this. It says that city officials in Philadelphia are under attack for their increasing use of an acoustic deterrent described by a local councilwoman as a sonic weapon to keep the city's children and young adults away from certain recreational areas at night. They call it the mosquito, and it was invented in the UK back in 2005. And I remember speaking about the mosquito back then and how it was being used around convenience stores the attempt to prevent loitering of kids. And it's described by the product's Canada-based North American distributor as a small speaker that produces a high-frequency sound, much like the buzzing of an insect. This high frequency can be heard by young people from 13 to 25 years old and reaches as far as 130 feet, depending on the set volume. Now, they go on to say that the hearing deteriorates with age, and so older people cannot hear the frequencies emitted by the $5,000 devices, which Philadelphia has been deploying since 2014 and is now in 31 locations to prevent loitering and vandalism.
Wow.
So let's talk about this. Okay, this is what this article is saying. The article is telling us that the risk to teenagers is relatively low. But for smaller children, there is risk for lengthy exposure. And with adults unable to hear and move away, their risk to the lengthy exposure will cause more impairment. The onset of dizziness, headaches, nausea, and impairment is to be expected. And this is a quote out of the article. So this sounds very similar to the attacks on the American diplomats in Cuba, which resulted in brain damage and is still being determined what kinds of additional exposure impairments these diplomats received from the sonic weapons system. So it's important that we make no mistake that this is an electronic fence, a kill grid, to slowly eliminate and prevent access into lands that are increasingly being closed for public use. The plans are to kill millions and millions of unsuspecting people that still falsely believe their governments are protecting them. We are in a global governance lockdown system ruled and operated by those with the money, the technology, and the policies to exterminate the majority of the populations worldwide. So this sonic system has now been deployed in Philadelphia. and we can be certain that this system is now deployed elsewhere as well. It's called the mosquito. And we have to know, again, we are in and witnessing a lockdown within our communities using a silent weapons system of warfare, which is frequencies. And these are military weapons used on the battlefield. We're on a battlefield.
Yeah,
and sadly, more and more people are unaware.
By the way, they use this frequency like this is what we call level one. They're level two and three weapons. They can target specific genes, target specific individuals, and target specific enzyme pathways. Please continue.
Absolutely. And we're in a borderless battlefield of invisible and deadly directed energy weapons. There are no borders. All the globalists are working together. They may have infighting on who gets what, the spoils of these assaults and victories over us. But there are no borders. We're working with all of the big countries, just like what was exposed when we were covering Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N Corporation,
right,
and found that Manhattan Beach, California company is engaged with major countries worldwide for a satellite-based weapons system in space.
Right.
So I want to talk about a couple of other breaking information as well. The front page of our local paper this past weekend here in Northern California said this. It said, firefighters' blood and urine has high levels of mercury and other toxins after the Sonoma County fire in Santa Rosa. They called that the Tubbs Fire. Now, I want to read to you what we have discovered about the mercury. It goes on to talk about how we're supposed to dispose of mercury. Now, keep in mind, this is a vapor, and when these lights are broken, you're supposed to exit the area immediately. And this is off of the EPA website. I'm going to read this to all of you so that you understand what is happening when our homes are intentionally burned up, the lands are cleared with the directed energy weapons, and fires are a big business. And the continuing big business, sadly, is the death and destruction of the first responders, just as what we witnessed in 9/11 with the first responders becoming very ill. The mercury, of course, causes neurological effects, cancer, and more. But here's what it says on the EPA website. Before cleanup, it says EPA and light danger. Before cleanup, have people and pets leave the room. Air out the room for 5 to 10 minutes by opening windows or doors to the outside environment. Shut off the central forced air heating, air conditioning system if you have one. Collect the materials needed to clean up the broken bulb. Stiff paper or cardboard, sticky tape, damp paper towels or disposable wet wipes for hard surfaces, a glass jar with a metal lid, or a sealable plastic bag. During cleanup, do not vacuum. Vacuuming is not recommended unless broken glass remains after other cleanup steps have been taken. Vacuuming can spread mercury-containing powder or mercury vapor. Be thorough in collecting the broken glass and visible powder. Scoop up the glass fragments and powder using stiff paper or cardboard, and again, use sticky tape, such as duct tape, to pick up any remaining small glass fragments and powder. Place the used tape in a glass jar or plastic bag. See the detailed cleanup instructions for more information and for differences in cleaning up hard surfaces versus carpeting or rugs.
By the way, these lights are lights that can be in your garage or they can be the overhead lights in your roadway. Please continue.
And in lamps by your nightstand.
Right.
So they go on to say, after cleanup, promptly place all bulb debris and cleanup materials, including vacuum cleaner bags, outdoors in a trash container or protected area until materials can be disposed of. Avoid leaving any bulb fragments or cleanup materials indoor. Next, check with your local government about disposal requirements in your area, because some localities require fluorescent bulbs, broken or unbroken, be taken to a local recycling center. If there is no such requirement in your area, you can dispose of the materials with your household trash. So I want to say this. We had over 5,000 homes burn on October 8th of 2017, and additional commercial buildings burn as well. Think of all of the mercury fumes that were in the toxic smoke and in the immediate vicinity where the firefighters were evacuating people and trying to contain the fires. This is also part of the fire big business warfare machine, the added damage to population and life. This is part of it. So mercury in landfills, let's talk about that, because we made a few local phone calls in Northern California here where this article broke, Dr. Bill, here in the fire zone. And we discovered that Sonoma County did not continue with the contract to have convenient locations to dispose of these light bulbs that can kill us.
Right.
And
or poison the ground so the insurance will not allow you to rebuild your building because the whole area of the groundwater is not toxic, too.
Well, I want to talk about the CFL compact fluorescent bulbs. They're the ones that look like a corkscrew in our households. And they can't be put in landfills. And they're saying that the Mercury Disposal Systems Organization mainly works with businesses. And approximately 80% of the contamination from mercury comes from businesses with large numbers of fluorescent bulbs. The businesses can get fined, which is a big problem. And they say local recycling is where homeowners and residents are supposed to take their CFL light bulbs. Each county contracts with its own toxic disposal companies on their own. And again, there are three types of bulbs. There's the incandescent, the fluorescent, both long, skinny ones, and the corkscrew ones in home lamps. And these contain mercury. And then there's the LED lights. And they say the CFL bulbs are being phased out and replaced with LED bulbs. And we know the LED bulbs are toxic weapons as well. But Orchard Supply and Hardware used to take fluorescent recycling, but they went out of business. Home Depot is supposed to take these bulbs, but they do not advertise it. So they're counting on people disposing of these bulbs in the appropriate designated toxic disposable areas. And here in Sonoma County, that disposable area happens to be at one of our local landfills where our local trash is taken. So let's get into this story about the firefighters' blood and urine and high levels of mercury and other toxins after Sonoma County's tub fires.
Right.
So what we're seeing is photographs of firefighters that I have seen. I have seen these men at some of these meetings, and now they have high levels of toxins in their blood. Now let's think about this for a minute. How are we ever going to expect out-of-state firefighting support to come in to these massive, intentionally set fires by directed energy weapons, pulsing the smart meters causing ignition, the increased amounts of wireless connectivity in the environment that is causing house-to-house ignition and internal combustion? How are we going to expect firefighters to come here to help us when they could leave with toxins in their blood supply that will cause neurological disorders and cancer? How can we possibly? They're killing off the first responders. So it goes on to say that one of the firemen that was in the study of blood and urine samples were collected in the firefighters from the firefighters after the 2017 Tubbs fire. And this is making the firefighters very nervous. They're saying that there were specimens from 149 Bay Area firefighters deployed to the destructive wildfire yield elevated levels of mercury, a neurotoxin and carcinogen,
right,
and two toxic man-made chemicals compared to samples of 31 firefighters who stayed close to home. In other words, there were those firefighters that were not on the front lines fighting firefighters here that did not have these high levels of neurotoxic.
Very similar to 9/11, right? Similar
it's
to 9/11.
Exactly right. We'll continue with this again on the other side of this break. This is breaking news.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
And welcome back. And, Deborah, please continue your amazing expose of all this amazing news and documents which you can find over, including video clips at stopthecrime.net. Please continue.
Yes, well, Dr. Bill, we were and are talking about the firefighters' blood and urine and how it has high levels of mercury and other toxins after the fires, and that specimens from firefighting firefighters that have been deployed in the fires have yielded elevated levels of mercury, a neurotoxin, and a carcinogen. But they say, and this is a study that was released this past week. Now, today is Monday, July the 15th, 2019. And this study has just been released, and it has mounting concerns about firefighters' exposure to toxins and alarming rates of cancer and other diseases in the profession. And they talk about how these worries are growing given the proliferation of large wildfires in California and elsewhere, and the edges of the wildlands and suburban areas, which incarcerate organic fuels and man-made materials in their path. They go on to say that the tests have implications far beyond the fire service, that firefighters are sentinels of environmental chemical exposure, and for everyone else in close proximity, such as those in law enforcement who assist with evacuations and security, and civilians who stay behind to defend their homes. They say there is growing awareness of the risks that the firefighters face through direct exposure to smoke and the gases and particulates within it. And if the firefighters are not hearing about these health implications through the health departments and wellness training, they're certainly hearing about it through their colleagues. And one of the firefighters was saying when he started, we didn't talk about firefighters having cancer. But at the end of my career, not only did I have cancer, but many of my friends had cancer also. This is a career we chose, but it's scary because many of us have children, and we want to be there for them. The Tubbs Fire, again, on October 8th of 2017, was just one of several wildfires that it was not. Let's make this very clear. The use wildfire is incorrect. It was a directionally targeted area with directed energy weapons, multiple layers of assaults, not only boots on the ground that were deployed to go into homes and rob homes and set peripheral homes on fire, which is discussed in a book that was written by a fire survivor in the Fountain Grove area here in Santa Rosa, called Point Patrol, and how these looters appeared in the droves going through communities. Again, all part of a deployment of a military attack system in areas where fires are intentionally started. But they go on to say that because of extremely dry conditions and wildly gusting winds the night of October 8th. Now, they never mentioned the fact that I can tell you we were heavily, heavily chemtrailed days before the fires, during the fires to hold all the toxins down lower to the ground, and after the fires. This has been the mode of operandi in all of the fire events that we experienced in 2017 and 2018. So before I continue with this story on poisoning and killing off our first responders, I want to make certain that we have neighborhood watches on when the fires are going to erupt, because we're going to see heavily chemtrailed events as they douse us with more immediate combustible material and then lower the humidity, making it extremely dry and very hot, and amp up the winds. These are controlled burns. These are big business fires based on clearing off land. This is all part of the Wildlands Project, to clear off lands, as well as poison and kill people and disrupt communities. We are in a war economy here in the fire areas. In fact, our local county board of supervisors and the city councils operated by the United Nations, and they're all incorporated boards as well. All of yours are everywhere. They're a corporate structure. Have enlisted Ernst & Young out of London, which is an accounting firm, to find ways to increase revenue in the ravaged economic consequences of these directed war assaults on our communities. And Ernst & Young is looking at new revenue sources to charge, they call it natural capital. They're charging nature, because we're being told and continually lied to about the reality of climate change. So for those of you that are still on the fence, you don't believe the severity of weather weapons, please listen to the YouTube report from Iron Mountain, and better yet, download the actual report. The YouTube report is based on the report, but it is not the word-for-word report, where you will read the annually determined numbers of population to be reduced on an annual basis, the amount of pollution to be used to poison the air and the water and everything else by big industry. This report came out in the 1960s, soon after John F. Kennedy was murdered, and Johnson said this is not to get out to the people. If it does, we're just going to simply say this hoax of a report. It's not real. Well, it is real.
Right.
Report from Iron Mountain, and it discusses how climate change was invented. And they talked about how it would take a generation and a half to substantially poison and pollute the planet by big industry, by holding back clean, free energy from all of us and having us use heavy pollutants to operate all of our machinery and cars, etc., with, while they dump heavy toxins, create toxic mercury in our light bulbs, and poison us in every type of consumer aspect, including the windows, which I've talked about on prior radio shows. The high E energy efficient windows cause fires. So I can only tell you that the report from Iron Mountain is probably a very quick way to understand how we have been deceived. But now getting back to the fires, because we're now told that we're going to have frequent fires all over the world because of climate change and massive heat events. We're going to see many times during the year when utilities cut the power off, claiming that we have a heat event, just as I discussed at the beginning of the program today. But we're going to see many more structures burn, more toxins get into the environment. And we know that we have caustic smoke, and that has resulted from all of the blazes that we're facing. And the first responders who were directly in the fire's path, and many of them for days on end, inhaling all these gases and particulates from all of the incinerated building materials. And it's interesting that they don't talk. So, well, they do talk about breathing in the burned up household goods, garden products, metals, electronics, and all manners of harmless and hazardous substances. And they say that was a large exposure, said one of the firefighters, a cancer survivor at only the age of 36. A normal person would never get exposed to that many structure fires burning all at once. We're promised endless amounts of fires worldwide. Look at Maui. Maui's on fire this past weekend, and there were several thousand people evacuated. Fires are becoming and are a big business, and it is also a way in which to kill off large populations.
Deborah, let me add a couple of the layers. The top layer actually is above 40,000 feet, where they insert nanoparticle fire accelerant like aluminum nanoparticles. The other is they not only have local drones. In fact, I had a military expert up last year when these fires happened, and recently, who actually is one of my computer guys that actually takes care of my computers, who used to be in a special forces group. And he said there were so many drones with direct energy weapons up in Northern California, they couldn't get the helicopters in to drop fire retardant. But they also have space-based dues or directed energy weapons. I can actually get for about $1,200 a little drone that can fly up to 72 miles an hour, up to 70 miles away, and actually just put green lasers on it, and I can start a fire up 2 miles from where I am with the drone, and you won't even hear it coming in because it's 2 miles away where the fire starts. People need to understand this is child's play for these maniacs, isn't it?
Absolutely. I also want to talk about the heavy rain events that are drenching Louisiana and the Gulf Coast right now. Tropical Storm Barry, it's called. Now, we're going to be watching more flooding. That is the motive operandi of destruction. We're going to see many areas ravaged all over the world from the various types of technologies that are being used to destroy our local economies. I also wanted to talk about the smart trains, because many people have been in our area against the SMART train that was coming into Sonoma County. And one of the provisions to get people to spend the money and vote on allowing the train was that they were to have quiet zones. In other words, the trains were not to honk their horns while going through some of the intersections that were near high concentrations of residential housing.
Right.
But it's very interesting that in the last 16 days, there have been 4 deaths on the train tracks. Now, several of these have been suicides. But now they're looking at rescinding the quiet zones and honking the horns. They say they're going to use every tool in their toolbox. So in order to get the funding, get the vote, get the money, get these trains put in, promising neighborhoods that they wouldn't blast these train horns at night, they're now going to look at that. And they're going to be looking at other ways in which to prevent people from getting on the tracks. So we can only guess that they will start implementing some of these frequency weapons along the tracks that will move people away from the tracks. They won't know why they're feeling nauseated, why they're getting ear buzzing. I can see that type of technology coming into play along the railroad tracks, a further densification of military weapons being used on us.
Those are the kind of, Deborah, let me insert something. Those are the kind of the weapons they use now for insects, to get insects away from your home, or vermin. But they're also working on a thing called a CIT, which is cortical interface technology, where they can insert thoughts, ideas, or even images directly into your cortex epigenetically. Please continue.
Well, that's absolutely right. And it's very interesting because this past weekend I gave a talk here in Northern California, and there were a number of heavily targeted individuals, and one of the individuals in particular was also an MK Ultra programmed as a child, and talked about the weapons that have been used on him. His family comes from high-tech engineering and worked at a variety of weapon corporation systems.
Like the Montauk Project, or Disney Corporation, is tied to this too, by the way.
Well, I can tell you that this person is heavily targeted. Both parents were killed in the 90s. A family member committed suicide, literally chased all over the world. There's no safe place. Traveling even to Costa Rica and beyond and finding that they're at his step with different types of assaults on his body. They've tried to kill him multiple times. He is ravaged. He is being tortured continuously. But I want to say part of the event after I spoke was we were using night vision goggles for sky watching. And I was asking these experts that had the goggles, and we were observing not only satellites, but the secret space program as well. We
right.
could see all of that.
A lot of vehicles.
Is the increased
Lots of vehicles.
Amount of solar dimming. And they are agreeing that because of the increased solar dimming, their night vision viewing is now being reduced tremendously. And, of course, we know that this is all part of a stealth system. So we cannot see what's up above. And the added aspect of solar on the ground, which is all weaponized, our solar panels traditionally purchased are continued weapons. It's another redundant weapon system unless you know how to do it right. And we'll spend a program, Dr. Bill, down the road talking about solar being done right.
Right, we also have Stan Deo on with the EM Shield, which we have available through a drop-down menu at NutriMedical.com. Amazing show, Deborah, as always. Back in a moment with Josh Bernstein, Hour 3. You don't want to miss it. Major updates, major updates. And the medicine for the blues.